Stephen Flick knows why spring is one of the best times of the year in Utah. Trails are drying out, the weather warms, and it's easy to take a hike.
We can go up there, make a circle, and come back down in about an hour and get a really good exercise. It's steep up, steep down. You feel like you've done something for the day. You've been outside, you caught a few sun rays, you've had beautiful views. You're good to go for your day.
But spring can also cause some complications for people who like to get outside. Warmer days don't offset cold nights, and it's pretty easy for hikers to find themselves in trouble. Lonnie Burton says that's why she carries a backpack and wears good shoes.
Got my bug repellent, I've got matches, I've got a little solar blanket. I've got a ton of water and a ton of water and a ton of water, and I wear these. And you're not kidding. You see the kids come up. Oh, yeah, I wear these. So for ankle protection and a lot of grip and support, but, you know, I'm old.
Old or not, Unified Police Search and Rescue are already busy with missions, and that's likely to keep getting worse as more and more snow melts. UPD officer Tracy Bound says there are some simple steps you can take to avoid needing their help.
When it comes to your preparedness, you want to make sure you have the right clothing and take extra clothing. Even though it's, you know, 60 degrees down here, it could be 30 degrees on the mountain. So make sure you have some warm clothing, food, water. Make sure your cell phone is fully charged.
We can go
prior
up
to going
there,
out.
Make a circle and come back down in about an hour
system.
And get a really good exercise.
Try not to hike
and
alone,
steep up.
But if you must hike alone, let people know where you're at, what time you're leaving, when you're to return. Be specific about what trail you're going on. You can't just say, I'm going up Big Cottonwood, because that's a pretty big area. So be specific about what trailhead you're heading to.